Exercise 12. Altruism, unselfish concern for the welfare of others, presents sociobiology and evolutionary theory in general with a very real difficulty. For writers like Edward Wilson, the behavior patterns of species and individuals are totally susceptible to biological explanation. Some creatures are altruistic because they are driven by their genes to sacrifice themselves for the well-being of others. For example, a small bird will give a warning cry when a predator approaches, and so risk its life to safeguard its fellows. The difficulty is that, in Wilson's words, fallen heroes do not have children. If altruism is rooted in genes, the individuals with those genes would disappear. The altruists would all be killed, and only those possessing selfish genes would survive. However, altruism continues to exist. How can evolutionary theory explain this? Wilson suggests that continued altruism is due to the evolutionary motivation of genes to defend and protect the species' gene pool.